It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yesterday was the Devontae Adams trade that you've been talking about since training camp and how pissed off he was there after Derek Carr left and then the whole receiver documentary. And you could just see it and Aaron Rodgers and the wide receivers here. And even yesterday, it just before when we're talking about this, before the trade goes down, it seems like the complaining about Mike Williams and the Devontae Adams being here are linked. And Peter Schrager tweeted out, Mike Williams is very much on the trade block, so I don't think they're going to cut him. They'll probably trade him. But Aaron Rodgers clearly done with that guy. And when you bring in Devontae Adams, then you just got too many people in the room anyway. So how much does it help is the question. It definitely helps. I mean, this guy is one of the better receivers we have seen in the league in the last decade. Those two guys certainly have chemistry together. But, you know, one thing I'll say is that all the blame and all the glory, no matter where this season goes, has to fall right at the feet of Aaron Rodgers because he is in more control than ever. And he could sit there and tell you that Pat McAfee, you know, tell Pat McAfee that, oh, it's funny the amount of control that people think that I have. Okay, within a week and a half, the guy that you didn't respect and like as a head coach is gone a day after you talked to the owner on the phone. And now popping up behind you is Devontae Adams after you trash your wide receiver after yet another loss. Here's Devontae Adams in the Zoom call. Sorry, it's all on you. So now I didn't think it was possible to have more pressure on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Now there's more pressure on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets because they're throwing everything into this season and giving Aaron everything he wants. So you better turn this thing around.
And by the way, at the owners meeting, Woody Johnson was asked about this. He thinks he's got a great team. And he has openly said that this is the best team I've had since I've been an owner. So everything that, you know, that Woody has said over the last, you know, when he is talking about his team, tells you that, you know, he believes that this team will turn it around. And I say, I just hope that it's not too late. You know, I knew this trade was coming. I thought it was going to be earlier. I was hoping for it to be earlier. Now you got to put him in the middle of all of this. Hopefully Garrett Wilson will, you know, embrace this. Watch how he runs routes. Watch how they do what they do together. I don't think this really has anything to do with what happened with Mike Williams, you know, on Monday night. I think this thing's been in the works for a while. I've been telling you. It's just a matter of when the Raiders are ready to pull the trigger on this trade. And, you know, and of course, I think when you listen to Antonio Pierce talking about business decisions and you talk about different things that were going on with the Raiders, just a matter of time before this was going to go down.
Well, I just think, right, just a matter of time. But I think that it was accelerated by the fact that they lost three games in a row. The offense has stunk. And you have your quarterback talking about guys running the wrong routes and not on the same page. I mean, it might have happened anyway, but it just felt like it was accelerated with all those facts.
Yeah, I mean, but this is what, if you're going to go all in with a 40-year-old quarterback who's really trying to come back from a major injury, and you want to give him the best situation around him that he feels comfortable with, then you're going to try to surround him with the players that he wants. And this is a Hall of Fame wide receiver. This is a guy who's got a lot left in the tank. This is not somebody that, you know, they're just plucking off the street. I mean, this is a guy that the two of them together were when they were together, the most explosive duo in the league. And you got to hope that they can recreate that in this last 11 weeks here. And I do think that he now all of a sudden changes the way defenses are going to play them. That's the other aspect that's going to happen here, which now may give other guys like Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall and, you know, I don't know if they'll keep Mike Williams or, you know, what they're going to do. Alan Lazard, I mean, Ty Conklin. There's going to be a lot of guys that are going to have a lot of opportunities unless he forces the ball to Davante Adams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So I was just alerted to the fact here that I guess there's some radio beef going on. I have not seen any of this.
Radio beef. Love radio beef.
I have not seen any of this.
Who's involved in this now?
Well, I guess Jerry's involved in
Jerry's
this.
Jerry's got a radio beef going on?
I guess.
I love that.
I'm trying to get all the information here.
You got a radio
here.
Beef going on?
I
what
just
are you doing,
alerted.
Jerry? You're annoying people somewhere.
All right, so let me
you
go.
Arguing.
I guess our sister station in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. We have an Odyssey station there. Ken Carmen, who's that?
I guess. I don't know.
Why
I guess he loves listening to me and Al.
Oh, okay. So
I said, I guess a couple days ago.
You guys can be a little bit edgy.
Yeah, oh yeah, we're real edgy.
Yes.
I was making the case that while Cleveland's a nice story, I don't believe they're in the same league as the Yankees. I think that's pretty fair. I said they play in a division where they got to beat up on the White Sox all season, to which he then, I guess, wrote to us on Twitter. Well, no, he wrote to Al to tell me to get my head out of my ass that they only went 8-5 against the White Sox. Which
get your head out of your ass,
which,
Jerry.
Quite frankly, is embarrassing because the White Sox lost 121 games.
Yes.
So I just wrote back, hey, great, thanks. Have a great day. Don't care.
Okay.
And now I'm getting pummeled with with the Twitter stuff because I guess I called John Kenzie Johnski this morning. Whatever, having a
Johnski.
Yeah, because we do Jablonski all the time.
I called him Jablonski on purpose.
So now he's got to take the audio like we're blah, blah. They don't even know how to say the names. Like, dude, get a life. Go enjoy your lousy life in Cleveland and complain about Cleveland sports. Leave me alone. I don't give a crap about you. I don't know who you are. I don't want to know who you are. F off. How about that?
All right.
Leave me alone.
Get him, Jerry.
Oh, my God.
You got to be a Democrat.
I mean, we're so upset about our teams. Christ. And I want, like, I enjoyed that game last night.
Yeah,
Cleveland's a nice story.
Right.
Wonderful. Now I want them to lose. Because it is jackass.
Well, I think. Wow. Okay, Jablonski. Right.
Well, I mean, this is what I think is going on. Like, you know, you get some of these markets that have an inferiority complex, and they look for people in New York to be cocky.
Right now, we're blowing him up
about the Yankees. Well, yeah, but I actually have known about Ken Carman for a long time. He used to work at CBS Sports Radio. I remember they flipped that station in Cleveland a year after the station that I went to in Pittsburgh flipped, and Adam the Bull was there. And I remember listening to him at night being like, this guy's very good.
I'm sure
he got promoted to the mornings. But it's just funny because what he obviously doesn't know the dynamic of you guys, and he doesn't know you.
Right.
And he's just thinking that you're some sort of cocky Yankee
not
fan.
Not even remotely.
Who doesn't know how to pronounce the names of the Guardians when, you know, it couldn't be further from the truth. So, like if you want to go after someone like, you know, Morash or Keith, you know, the cocky Yankee fan, or C-Mac, like, that'd be a perfect target. But
Al for years has been Jablonski. So it's funny, Johnski.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing how Al does that, Jablonski.
Yes.
I was at that golf tournament at Waikiki a couple weeks ago. You remember that?
Yeah, there was a Jablonski?
I met a Jablonski.
Get out of here.
And he came up and goes, hey, I forgot his first name, but he might have came up and said, hey, I'm Matty Jablonski. You're Jablonski. You're the guy I've been looking for all these years.
This is like, you know, we play the clip of John Sterling calling Aaron Judge Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
I call him Aaron Judge all the time. And if you listen to our show, you understand it. So I'm going to keep calling him Johnski. It's funny to our audience. Sorry
That's
if you
all
don't
matters.
Like it.
It's our audience. Christ. It matters, Jerry, not his audience.
And like, I love Tom Hamilton. I love Jose Ramirez. Now I don't like them.
Yeah, you know,
it doesn't matter who you like.
I don't like this. I don't like this beef because I know those guys a little bit. And his co-host Anthony Lima is someone that I've talked to over the years. Ken just picked the wrong guy. It's silly.
I'm sure he's great.
He's silly. It's just silly.
You guys need to do like a simulcast with them.
All right, here we go. So this,
let me hear what has to.
Ken Carman says 2 days ago to Al. Ken Carman goes, hey, tell at Jerry Recco to either focus on the Cowboys' problems or get his head out of his ass. The Guardians were only 8-5 versus the White Sox this year.
Wow.
And Jerry says,
by the way, it's embarrassing.
The White Sox lost
121 games.
Jerry, I'll be the first to say, your head is never up your ass.
Oh, no, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
So then Jerry responds, not sure why you needed to tell Al to tell me since I'm right here, but thanks for taking your head out of your ass just long enough to listen to us. Have a great day.
I love it.
And then Ken Carman says, you can't tell me that I had my head in my ass when your head was already in your ass. That's not how the head and the ass rules work, Jerry.
I actually was going to like that. I thought that was very funny.
Yeah.
But I just figured about whatever. That was funny, though.
I mean, maybe he, you
so
know
this
what
this came from the warm-up show?
Well, this is, this. I guarantee this is what's going on. He does mornings there.
Yeah.
Right? So he wants to hear what people in New York are saying as he's driving in. So he's probably listening on the Odyssey app, but he gets you guys from 5 to 6, and you're doing Jablonski and dildo, right? And vagina candles. This is what you guys are doing.
Hold on. That's the podcast. We don't do vagina candles from 5 to 6.
Well, occasionally.
Today was Cool Games Friday.
Yes. Right. Right. I mean, so you can't. So that's what's going on here. And he's getting confused.
Probably.
He's looking for a target. What he needs to, or he should go back to like C-Mac from 4 to 5 during Yankee Hot Stove. On the Odyssey Rewind. Instead of listening to the warm-up show, which is not a reflection of how the New York sports fan feels.
No, he should go back to C-Mac, and then they could really get into a beef.
Oh, yeah.
Or Keith McPherson.
Yeah, or Keith.
That's where the beef would lie.
And I'd love to see a C-Mac, Ken Carman, mano-a-mano, because both those guys, you know, very demonstrative, very large men.
So, that's true.
Yeah.
And this isn't a Cleveland thing, because I've said the same thing about the Mets, that I think the Dodgers are better. I think the Yankees are better. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, no, it's fine. Jerry, you don't have to defend yourself. It's okay.
No,
yeah,
this annoyed me.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised.
And usually nothing does.
I know.
This annoyed me.
Like, for years.
You? Oh, you got to be kidding
that's
me.
No. He's talking about social media. I'll defend Jerry on this one.
He
has not been bothered by something on social media in a very long time, and he even found a way to get his head away from it. Like, he's only looking at it certain times.
Only during work.
Right. So, like, yeah. He's really done a nice job with social media. That's why I'm shocked that this got to him, of all things.
Yeah, it did, because he was right, and that I certainly, if you would have asked me, what did Cleveland do again? The White Sox are the worst team I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yes, I probably thought they were 10-3 against the White Sox. All right, they were 8-5. Whatever. Which, you make the cases worse. They lost 5 times to the White Sox.
Sure.
But I still stand by that. I don't think the AL Central was nearly as good as what the Yankees face with the Orioles and the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. Now, they weren't great teams this year, but personnel-wise, I think they were.
You know, I got news for you, Ken Carmen. Did you pick the World Series champion before the season started last year? No, I don't think so. Did you pick the Mets over before the season started this year? Yeah, I don't think so. Did you pick the Dodgers in the middle of the series? I don't think so.
It's a jackass.
He's the baseball guy.
Oh, man. Funny. Yeah.
Anyway. I just love how he's like, they're not pronouncing the names right. You guys are doing a Jablonski joke.
I will continue to say Aaron Judge, so you can get me on that. Get me on that for that, too.
Of course, Mike Williams not showing up to practice yesterday for personal reasons. We know Devontae Adams is with the Jets now. We know what Aaron Rodgers said after the loss to the Bills, and he's going to either get traded or released. So that's the last you're going to see of him. It was pretty obvious once Aaron Rodgers said what he said, that he was going to be gone. And then it became even more evident when Devontae Adams popped up in the back of that Zoom on the Pat McAfee show. So,
yeah, I'm sure Mike Williams is not happy about any of this, and I don't blame him. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, you got to be careful what you say and how you say it. And I don't want to tell Aaron Rodgers what to do, but it was shocking that he basically said, you got to be on the red line, and he wasn't on the red line, and I threw it there. And I was like, wow, hold on for a sec. You know, and it was interesting, because yesterday I was driving back from, you know, playing golf, and I was listening to NFL radios. My buddy Pat Kerwin was on with Jim Miller, and they were just talking about, and Pat was talking about how he knows a number of quarterbacks that have run receivers off because they didn't like who they were or any of that stuff. Yeah, but nobody's ever really done it, you know, publicly. I mean, it's you go in the front office and say, I can't play with this guy. He doesn't know the offense. And normally you may do that, like, with a rookie. Like, I could see, let's say, Aaron Rodgers was playing with Kadarius Toney, or Patrick Mahomes was playing with Kadarius Toney, and maybe he didn't know what he was doing, or he's dropping the ball, and you felt like he was a flake on the practice field. Maybe you then go into the coach and say, hey, look, man, I don't trust this guy. I don't want to play with him, and you got to get this guy out of here. I totally get, and I would imagine that Peyton Manning has done that, and Tom Brady has done that, and, you know, according to Pat Kerwin, a number of other players have done that, and I totally understand all that. But to do it the way that Aaron did it publicly, and then the way that, you know, again, you got to remember, we're going to react to it as a media entity. We're going to react to it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to bring it out, and we're going to say, I can't believe this happened. And then the media is going to take it and run with it. And then you got to remember, Mike Williams has got a family. He's got an agent. He's got friends. He's got people he's played with. And this isn't some fly-by-night rookie. This is a 30-year-old established wide receiver in the NFL who's had some really great moments.
Yeah.
And there's a respect factor that is afforded to a guy that is coming off of a knee injury. You have to take all of that into account.
Well, Aaron Rodgers did not. Well, and then he doubled down on McAfee, too. He didn't even say, hey, I shouldn't have said that about Mike.
And it's great to see Devontae and Aaron Rodgers back together. And I wanted to see it back in August and thought maybe September. And now all of a sudden here we are with 11 weeks to go in their season. And, you know, it's go time now all of a sudden, as we were having fun with this yesterday. I lauded the Jets for going after Aaron and getting him here in the first place. It feels like he's been here for 20 years.
Yeah.
And he's only played 6 games.
So when Mike Williams gets traded or cut, Devontae Adams is here. Alan Lazard is here. Randall Cobb was here. All this stuff. Rob Saleh, who he didn't respect and didn't like, got fired. But we're
to believe that he had nothing to do with that. Like, okay, stop it.
I don't know if he did or he didn't like him. I have no idea internally where the pressure was coming from. You know, Woody Johnson and Christopher Johnson are in there every day. They're the ones that are hearing what's happening behind the scenes, and they reacted to what they thought was the right thing to do, whether Bill Belichick likes it or not. I mean, he is the owner, and he has the right to make a decision to try to save the season. And, you know, to relieve some of the pressure and maybe kind of redirect the team in a certain way, I think is what Woody's intentions are here, and to hopefully get the best out of him. But, you know, I think that was a major mistake, what Aaron did publicly. I really do. I mean, because now if you're covering this team, like you're Rich Cimini, you're Mark Canizzaro, you can now go up to Aaron Rodgers and ask him about any specific play and about what happened on that play. And is Aaron going to be pointing out everybody else? Issues? Now, Aaron has taken responsibility that he hasn't played. Well, I've heard all that. And then I heard him say that to Pat McAfee. But that doesn't excuse throwing a teammate out there under the bus like the way he did to Mike Williams.
The Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of WFAN. All right. A losing week for all three of us again. I have now dipped two games below 500, but I am still on a streak here. I was first place all last regular season, first place this regular season, but is nothing to crow about or be happy about because I'm under 500, and I can't pick these games to save my ass just like everybody here. So the record, CBS Sports Hour, you throw it up there very quickly.
No, please
so
don't.
We can see if you'd like to. There we go. So 14 and 16, me in first place. Boomer is now two games behind me. Or I guess he remains two games behind me at 12 and 18. And Jerry is three games behind me at 11 and 19. So we suck at this. So, Jerry, let's see how bad we could do this week.
All right, let's suck at the Texans and the Packers. Green Bay -2.5 at Lambeau.
Yo, I love what the Packers have been doing, man. They are a young, aggressive team. Xavier McKinney has been doing a great job in secondary there. He's got five interceptions. This is a team that I think is on the rise, the Packers. And I love the Texans, too, but I think going to Lambeau Field, a little different story for them. I will take the Packers, and I will lay the points.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Packers as well. Home game for them. They have been heating up. As you mentioned, ever since that second half against the Minnesota Vikings, where they almost came back, they looked like a different football team. And by the way, Bryant McKinney, part of that Love Boat scandal there at the Minnesota Vikings and the whores on Lake Minnetonka.
Okay.
Next game?
Well, I'll also go across the board with the suckage. I'll take the Packers as well, -2.5. All right, next game. This one is near and dear to you. This is a big one. This is the Lions on the road in Minnesota. The Vikings favored by 1.5.
Wow. I'm going to take the Vikes here. Coming off of a bye, I don't like the fact that the Lions lost Aiden Hutchinson. I still think the Lions and the Vikings are going to probably see each other again, maybe in the playoffs. That's where I think, you know, other than their second, you know, when they see each other again in Detroit, right? Mm-hmm. So, to me, you got to win your home games in your division. And with the loss of Aiden Hutchinson, that is huge for the Lions and really huge for the Vikings. I'm taking the Vikings here to beat the Lions at home.
Ben Johnson against Brian Flores.
Yep.
That's going to be this game. You'll know right away if the Lions are going to win because they're going to try to run the ball. And if the Vikings can't stop that run, they're dead. But I think that they will. I think that Brian Flores will beat Ben Johnson head-to-head in this situation. And I do like the Vikings at home. And this would be a huge win, man. This is you can't take away 6-0 and then beating the Lions. It would put them in a different stratosphere. So I'm going to go with them. I'm going to take the Vikings as well.
I like the Vikings a lot. I do. But I'm going to take the Lions because my first thought was Detroit's the better team in this matchup. We'll see. I'm taking Detroit plus the 1.5. Game number 3. Oh, we remember this game. Chiefs and Niners. This time it's in Santa Clara. San Francisco -1.5.
Am I going to take three home favorites in a row? Am I going to do it? Am I going to do it?
No, because you love Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but I also love Brock Purdy. The little guy that can. The little guy that will. little revenge spot here for the 49ers. I know you guys love revenge spots. The 49ers, you know, they need to win this game. They need to stay, you know, at the top of their division, and I think they'll get it done this week. I'm going to take the 49ers, and the Chiefs finally lose their first game.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how this one ends, right, Al? Between the Chiefs and the Niners.
You know, when these two get together, you never know.
You never know. I'm agreeing with you again. I'm agreeing with you again, which I hate, but I'm not going to change just because you're picking a certain way. Here's what swayed me. The number one bet team this week by the Vegas sportsbooks, the Kansas City Chiefs. So that means I'm going the other way. Give me the 49ers.
I was going to take the Chiefs until you just said that. No, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to take the Chiefs plus the 1.5. I'll stick with Patrick Mahomes. The Niners are a little banged up. I'll take KC. All right, the two local games, Eagles, Giants at 1 o'clock Sunday. The Giants plus 3.
Eagles are on a win-loss, win-loss, win-loss kind of run.
They won last week.
So that means they're going to lose this week, you think?
I don't know.
Malik Nabers, Giants at home. They don't score touchdowns. I'm going Eagles.
And once again, we'll be calling this game for Compass Media Networks. I'm so excited about that. KMOX, you could probably find on the Odyssey app and stream us. And Jerry be doing the play-by-play, Boomer and Phil in the booth, and I'll be on the sidelines. So very excited for this. Excited to see A.J. Brown up close. Malik Nabers up close. I feel the same way about this game as I did when the Giants met the Cowboys. Regardless of what is going on between these franchises, the Giants have to beat the Eagles for me to believe that they can beat the Eagles. So I'm taking the Eagles.
I'm going to go a scoreless game, calling it. I'm going to go right down the middle. It's going to go to overtime. No touchdowns. 0-0. So I guess the Giants plus the 3. I don't know. Jets Steelers, Sunday Night Football. The Steelers plus 1.5. That line changed when the Jets got Devontae Adams. They went from the favorite to now the underdog. Anybody?
Yeah, Jets been close. The defense has played well. Got them tight in games. The thing I worry about in this game is something that Gio has been talking about now for 6 weeks, and that is Aaron Rodgers and his health. They will get after his ass in this game. I think Devontae Adams does have an impact in this game. I don't think it's going to be a 15-catch impact, but he'll definitely have an impact in this game. And I think this is the Jets season. I really do. I think this is where they begin their run, as Al has said. I'm going with the Jets.
I really hope that the Jets win and then get back to 4-4 and give us something, at least in New York football, but I'm not going to pick them. They're a mess. They're just a mess. And why would I pick this team until I see them start doing something positive? So, yeah, you project ahead, and maybe this is the week, but I'm not going to do it. Be fired up. That crowd's going to be going crazy. They're going to be flying around on defense, and the quarterback is ancient. So give me the Steelers.
I'm taking the Jets because the Steelers kick field goals, and a lot of them. And I think the Jets get in the end zone this weekend, and their defense will dominate. I got the Jets.
All right. The Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of WFAN.
Here's Joe B. reacting to the 2-4 start. Aaron Rodgers, all that doesn't seem to matter.
You can change the owner. You can change the coaches. You can change the GM. You can change the quarterback. You can change the players. You could change the stadium. You could change the practice facility. You could change the uniforms. You could change whatever you want to change. You could change the lunchroom. You could change whatever you want to change about this franchise. The results never change.
You can put a Lebanese flag on your arm. You could have 15 kids and be the head coach. You could do a podcast and then get a pubic hair removal commercial on there. You can make your penis bigger. You could text the head coach about it and then misinterpret what he said, put it on the radio and cause a controversy for the team that you love. You could have 4 cats. Have them screw up your podcast. It doesn't freaking matter. It's the same thing year in and year out. Bro. I always think the same thing when you do that.
that every coach that comes through here and ends up getting fired, maybe with the exception of Rex Ryan, is probably happy to get the hell out of town. You know what I mean? Because that's just the reoccurring thing from the moment they get here.
It's a tough stay.
To the moment they're fired.
Yeah.
It's the same playbook, unfortunately. And Joe's right. I'm not saying it's not right.
Well,
I'm just, you know, the history tells you all you need to know.
Same old Jets.
There you go.
And here he is saying that the quarterback is now just part of this mess as well.
Aaron Rodgers came here to, and I hate to say the word, change the culture, but let's say change the karma of this franchise. And what's happening right now to Aaron Rodgers is he is being engulfed in the karma of this franchise.
I guess.
What I always talk about is stability, right?
Yeah.
And the reason I always talk about stability is because I lived it. I lived right through everything that Joe complains about. And that's the instability. It's three coaches in 3 years, a general manager who ends up dying in the middle of my stay here, a leaderless franchise. Now, I wouldn't say that that's the case with the Jets right now, because even though Joe Douglas has kind of been like MIA throughout this whole thing over the last couple of weeks, I mean, he still sits in that seat and he still talks to Woody every single day.
This is a guy who went and did ayahuasca. This is a guy that spent days in a hut in the darkness. This is a guy, bro, who went to freaking Egypt in the offseason. And still, the weirdest thing that he has done is play for the Jets. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
All right, the Sims Spotlight is brought to you by Balance of Nature, whole food supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com or I do it. And what he's doing right now is his weekly spot with us. Phil, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty average, CEO. You'd know what that would be like, I guess. So,
well, you know, number one, you should not be pretty average when you're on your Balance of Nature. By the way, tell them I said thank you for getting me my stock. I'm all set and ready to roll.
And I've been taking it every day.
Yeah, so we're feeling pretty good. We're not average. Maybe you're average, happy, but we're not.
Okay, well, you're lying to yourself. That's all I can say. You know, but, I mean, you know, listen, Gio.
Yeah.
Balance of Nature has been great to me. You're taking it. It's going to help you. It sure as hell can't hurt you.
Right.
And so we know that.
True. That is true.
But, can't get any worse.
Hey, they're doing a great thing. They're helping your radio station. They're helping me. So quit making fun of me. It's starting to
We love you. We love you. And we can't wait to see you this Sunday, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, how about that? Oh, my God.
It's going to be great. It's Philly at the Giants. You and me in the booth with Jerry Recco. Gio down on the sideline.
Yeah, we're going to need double dose of Balance of Nature that day.
It's going to be a long straight day. I'm going to bring the tequila for the broadcast. Is that all right?
No, it's not all right.
All right.
No.
Okay.
No, you can't afford to take a couple shots of tequila, my God. No matter what, who knows what will come out of that mouth of yours, but that's a different story.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take it seriously. I'm looking forward to it. And in all honesty, it's a Giant. They have to win the game. They have to win the game. You know, we always say this every week. They got to score some touchdowns at home. But first, I want to start with the Jets, and let's get into it. So Aaron Rodgers, after the game, basically throws his wide receiver under the bus. Do you agree with me that that was the wrong way to go about it?
Look, I guess you got to be who you are, and it upset him so much. I did watch it to see what he was talking about. I kind of understand it, but oh my gosh, to do that, no. I mean, I don't think you ever did it. I know I never did it. I might have thrown a coach under the bus every once in a while with some of the decisions, but not my teammates. And I thought that was pretty rough, but that's the way it is. Now you got Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, Davante Adams, Mike Williams. It's going to be tough to get some catches, that's for sure, for you. So
I mean, I'm just going to give you a simple question here, and I'm hoping for a non-simple answer. Is Aaron Rodgers playing well?
He's playing okay. I mean, it's not quite what we expect from him, but I got to say all this is I think they're going to – the offense, I did notice a difference in it. Did you – ask you, did you notice a difference?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they ran the ball with Breece Hall better than they've done the entire season, and they were taking more chances down the field, yes. But then still in the critical moments where you can win the game, you're making mistakes, too many penalties, and obviously another interception.
Yes, I agree with everything you're saying there, but I think what they did is they used Aaron Rodgers was in the shotgun almost every play of the whole game. So that's one thing, and I think that's where he's comfortable. It's what's best for him. Running the football, yes, Breece Hall and Braylon Allen, between them, they're a great combination. But I do like the fact that they ran more play action. I do have hope for the offense. They moved the pocket around. They had a flea flicker in the game. So it's Todd Downing, I thought, did a really good job for his first game, what he was trying to get accomplished. And I think it'll go forward from there. And Davante Adams will make a difference. You know, he's a big target, still a good route runner, all those things. So it's going to help the offense for sure.
We're talking to Phil Sims. You know, Phil, Davante Adams says he's ready to go. He's 100%. They start practice today for Sunday night's game in Pittsburgh. I can't imagine that he's not going to be starting. I got to believe that he's going to be right in the middle of this. I'm assuming that he is in shape. I know that Antonio Pierce was talking about business decisions a couple weeks back, you know, intimating right. that there were some issues with Davante Adams off the field, which obviously ultimately led to his trade here finally. But your expectations for Davante and Aaron right out of the gate.
Hey, my expectations are full speed. Here we go. You know, it's not like, oh, he's going to take three games to get involved or get a feel for the Jet offense. He's going to know it, the verbiage, what they say in the huddle. He's going to understand all that with his years in Green Bay. And I don't know exactly what they did out in Las Vegas, what system they were running. Whatever it is, he doesn't want to run that anymore, and I don't blame him. But I think he will be a factor. I thought it was pretty funny. He says, hey, I want to thank the Raiders training staff for getting me ready. Just happened to be this week. He's ready. So
he's ready. All right.
Him saying that, but yeah, he caught me. Yeah, I had a good laugh over
there. All right, Toby, do you think we're going to see Russell Wilson on Sunday night?
I think Justin Fields has done a pretty solid job so far this year with that offense and what they ask him to do. Only one interception so far this year, if I'm right. I'm not sure. I didn't look up the numbers, but I remember doing that last week. But Justin Fields was really, really shaky against the Raiders, and that had to put a little fear into the Pittsburgh coaches and even maybe the teammates that it's just so limited what they do on offense when he's out there. And we know they want to run the football. They're extremely conservative on the offensive side. If Russell Wilson's out there, I would expect it to open up more. And they got to do it, too. You just can't. The way they're playing, they're 4-2. But I don't think you can sustain what they try to do every week to win the game 17-13. Too hard to do in the NFL.
Davante Adams, not the only wide receiver to get traded yesterday. Amari Cooper to the Bills. I feel like the way that Josh Allen plays, I mean, I feel like he's got 15 guys to throw to every single time he drops back and runs around. So, I mean, maybe the target share gets a little bit more condensed and you see more of just Cooper, Shakir, and maybe Dalton Kincaid. But tell me from your perspective what Amari Cooper does for this offense in Buffalo.
Well, they needed him bad, I think, when you look at it. There was no guy, no receiver on the team that was, you just go, I'm going to look at him because he's got man-to-man coverage. It's one-on-one, and he's going to win that battle. And, you know, when you talk about Buffalo and you want to stop their offense, just don't try to rush the passer so much. Just make Josh Allen throw from the pocket, and it's going to be tough for them. You know, think of all the plays he made outside the pocket. I mean, it seemed like about half their yardage in the whole football game against the Jets was him moving, getting out of the pocket, making the throws down the field. And, of course, we know that's great. And then the play of the game, at the end of the game, it's, what was it, 3rd and 4 or 5. What do you think they're going to do? I said, it's got to happen with Josh Allen. They're going to either run it, they're going to move him, whatever, to try to make that play. And the Jets lost contain and let him get outside. So I kind of say that again this week for the Jets. Keep the quarterback in the pocket. It doesn't matter who it is in Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. If you do that, you have a really good chance, I think, of winning the game.
Let's talk about our game on Sunday, the Eagles at the Giants. The Giants now lose Andrew Thomas at left tackle. The futility at home offensively to score touchdowns is so frustrating for all of us who want to see more out of the Giants offense, expect more out of the Giants offense. I'm expecting Malik. I thought Malik Nabers was going to play last week because he went to a concert the week before. And I guess it's going to concerts is okay, but playing in an NFL game is not, especially when you're in concussion protocol. I can't imagine doing that. But I would expect that we're going to see him this week. What can we kind of expect from the Giant offense, especially if he's back on the field without Andrew Thomas?
Well, the Giants have to find a way in the NFL. I don't care who you are and what team. You can't consistently just go out and march your way down the field and everything goes right. You need big plays, and the Giants are not getting big plays at all compared to the rest of the teams in the NFL. So, and they're trying. I mean, Brian Daboll draws them up. They've had chances to hit them down the field. They missed. And I got to say that to Daniel Jones, when these big throws down the field, you got to start hitting them. You can't overthrow it, throw it too short, whatever. And that's what they need. And look, this Philadelphia defense, it's not what we've seen in the past, if you ask me, watching them. They don't get to the quarterback as well as they used to. The secondary's got some young guys over there. So I think there'll be chances for the Giants to make some plays against this defense. I mean, they got a rookie guy playing the nickelback position. They got a rookie corner. So Malik Nabers is out there. This group, they got to find a way to get some plays down the field. That's the biggest thing I see when I watch the Giants offense, and I see that against the Philly defense too.
You know, I feel like I talk about this incessantly when it comes to Daniel Jones, Deshaun Watson. For whatever reason, when they play in front of their home fans, it's just not the same as when they're playing away from home. And I know early on in your career, you had to deal with a lot of what Daniel's dealing with now, and then all of a sudden it turned around for you, and maybe it was the coach, who's the better team around you and everything else. Oh, like, what advice would you give Daniel to say, like, just screw it, just let it rip? I don't know. I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know how to advise him to play better at home. I don't know what the words are.
Oh, man, good question. I mean, listen, we don't know what he's thinking and how he feels. But, you know, sometimes you just got to, as you know, I've had coaches say, can't be afraid to go down in flames. In other words, you can't go out there and try to play perfect. And I think sometimes that's what it is. Hold the ball a little too long, trying to place the ball perfectly. Man, when you're throwing it deep down the field, let it go. Don't underthrow, whatever. But to me, you just got to be, there's got to be a confidence, a belief in what you're doing, the play calls and all that. And I know that sounds funny, but it's real. When you feel confident out there, and of course you need plays to reinforce what you want to feel. They're not getting that. But, man, when you're playing at home, the crowd wants to be behind you. The Giants just got to give them some reasons to do that. And, of course, the biggest part of that is Daniel Jones. And they have had some plays down the field to hit. They're not hitting them, but it's not enough. It's not enough chances, not enough open guys deep down the field. And if they do that, because the Philadelphia defense, this is not the great rushing team, pass rushing team we've seen in the past. I think the Giants can protect, and it should work out pretty well. I know they lost the left tackle, but there'll be some opportunities there, I think, for Daniel Jones and his offense to make big plays this week.
Boomer and Geo with Phil Simms on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Nick Sirianni seems like a guy to me that's not long for that job after what happened this past offseason, putting all the pressure on him. He's screaming at his own fans. He seems like he's just unraveling in front of our eyes. What do you see from Nick Sirianni and the Eagles right now, him as a leader?
Oh, man. Well, I think you said it all. I don't understand it. Just coach the team. Quit worrying about everything else. I mean, my gosh, I can't, for a coach, I don't think I've ever seen that in their home stadium start yelling at the fans. So when I saw it, I just went, you're right, Jill, you said it right. It's like, I'm trying to get fired. That's what I feel like when I watch it. And then, you know, the whole conversation, him and the quarterback talk, we got to get in harmony. I can't remember ever talking like that. Oh, my gosh.
Well, not with the guy that you played for, that's for sure. Well, there's no harmony between you and him.
Well, Boomer, do you ever say something like that about the coaches you had wherever you went? I can't believe you did.
No, no. It's a different, it's a different time. You know, it's a completely different set of circumstances. Yes.
Hey, that's another thing, too. I know it's a different time. You can coach the players. I mean, it seems like everybody's afraid to do certain things with these, with their team and the players and all that now. They're not that tender. You can still coach them hard and hold them. You know, I get sick of hearing this. We're going to hold them accountable. Well, I sure as the hell don't see that with a lot of teams. And I don't see that with Nick Sirianni. I just can't imagine players coming out and saying things that are really negative about you to the head coach, and he just takes it and lets it go. So that's just my thoughts.
All right, so...
But I will say this real quick.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia offense, keep the quarterback in the pocket.
Yes.
I know the Giants are blitzing. They get to the quarterback and all that. Keep him in there. Make him throw from the pocket. That will be huge to do. And if you start blitzing them too much, I would not say do it because of those wide receivers they have are the real deal. Devontae Smith, you know, I think about this every time the Eagles play the Giants. The Giants were going to draft him, and the Eagles moved one spot ahead of him and took him. And, you know, I think he's a star, along with A.J. Brown. So if you play them one-on-one, the Giants will lose the football game if they try it too much.
Hey, the other thing, too, it's a Saquon Barkley revenge game. Let's face that. You know, there's going to be a big storyline going into this game. And I would imagine if there's anybody more I can't imagine anybody would be more motivated than Saquon would be coming home here to play in front of the Giant fans.
I will say this. I was watching the Eagles yesterday. Just said, let me get ready for this game on Sunday with you, me, and Jerry Recco and the big guy there down on the sidelines. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. But but Saquon Barkley, let me see how I phrase this. He looked really fast on tape. Okay?
Yeah,
that's all I can say. If he sees, if he gets a shot, look out. I mean, he might pull both hamstrings running so fast down the sideline or whatever, but he does look healthy, impressive, and you have to be careful when he's in the game to make sure he doesn't get that open running lane to take off. So it'll be a tough task for the Giants, but they can do it. But the big thing is, and when you keep Jalen Hurts in the pocket, their offense, I think, is very limited. And that'll be a big part of the game this week.
Phil, before you go, I have a protocol question for Sunday.
Uh-oh.
For all the years that you were there calling the games and you'd be down on the field, I would imagine, you know, hours before the game. You know, did you shake hands? Did you dap up the players that you liked? I mean, like, am I allowed to do that? Because I know some of the Giants. I like the Giants. We've interviewed them. But, like, A.J. Brown's a guy I love in the league. Can I go up to A.J. Brown and, like, give him a pound and dap him up as a national sideline reporter? Is that allowed?
Absolutely. Sure. That's part of it.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you want to do that because when you befriend them, they might tell you something that's really good for the football game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, get them, hey, make them relax a little bit. You know, you're good at that.
Oh, yeah. I get relaxed every morning.
Yeah. You know, maybe what we could do is call up Evan Washburn and ask him for some tips.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, but he's just a beautiful man, so it's going to be tough.
Oh, yeah.
For
we call him the hair. You know, that's it. I've never seen that hair move. It was a tornado. He's on the sideline, doesn't move. But, yeah, you know, that's the great thing about doing. I love going down on the field just to say hi to the coaches and players, and it'll be I think you'll be surprised at how much you might learn about the game and what they're thinking. You know, people want to talk, and that'll be your job to make them talk a little to you.
All right. Awesome. Can't wait. It's going to be tremendous. Compass Media Networks, Jerry Boomer and Phil in the booth, me on the sidelines. Phil, thanks as always. We'll see you Sunday. Obviously, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. All the best.
Okay. Phil. Yeah, Phil. Say it, Jill.
Phil.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You
sound like you're from the South when you say it. I like that. So.
Yeah, of course.
I'd do it. Gosh, I'd
do it.
I'll take you down to Kentucky and introduce you to some of my brothers. How's that?
Perfect. Let's do it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Have a good day, guys.
All right. See you. That's Phil Sims of the Sims Spotlight is brought to you by Balance of Nature. Whole food supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.